This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's a Hall of Fame tweet here by Evan Grant, who's a Rangers beat writer. He says, currently the home plate umpire is John Bacon. The pitcher is Dylan Cease. And the batter is Jake Berger. Yep, that's a Bacon Cease Berger.
It's pretty good.
Not too shabby. Spring training baseball ongoing. The Nats got big time power today. A couple of homers from K-Bert Ruiz. We're going to dive into the Beltway Blitz, covering all the teams you care about in a second. Right now, though, caller 10 at 800-636-1067. Congrats, you're winning two tickets to the Summer of Loud Tour featuring Parkway Drive, Killswitch Engage, Prevail, Beartooth, The Amity Affliction, Devil Wears Prada, and more. The show is Saturday, July 26th. Tickets are on sale now. For tickets and more event information, visit thefandc.com/events. We'll give these tickets away for the final time this week, tomorrow, right at 4 o'clock.
This particular radio program were exclusively sponsored by the law firm of Condori and Morab, estate planning, elder law, real estate transactions, probate administration. Their attorneys are always there to protect you and your family's assets. Schedule a free consultation with their team today by visiting kmlawyers.com and be sure to let them know that we sent you. That's kmlawyers.com.
The Capitals got another win last night, this time against the Rangers. They got another OV goal, who's 9 away from Wayne Gretzky at this point. Let's talk puck to kick off the Beltway Blitz. Katie Florio of the Capitals Radio Network. You hear her here on 106.7 The Fan. Katie, it's Grant and Danny. Thank you for the time. Why don't we begin with Ovi. Another game, another goal. 9 back now from tying the record. How about it?
Yeah, well, first off, thanks again for having me on. I appreciate it. But he just continues to, I was going to say amaze us, but I don't even know if it's that anymore. I mean, he just does his thing. And last night, I was there covering the game at Madison Square Garden last night. And not only was it another goal, but the way he's able to come up in big moments, over half of his goals have been in the third period this year. Of course, last night ties the game as the Capitals ultimately then go on to win. So it's just been incredible to see the pace that he's going at 39 years old. There's no slowing him down, even in the locker room every day at practice. You just see how loose he is, the way he is with the other guys. Of course, you know, the media attention and everything, I'm sure, is in the back of his head, but I don't really think he's letting it get to him, of course, by his play, because he just keeps chugging along, that's for sure.
Yeah, not bad for a one-trick pony. In terms of the trade deadline coming up really soon here, Katie, I wouldn't expect a ton of activity for the Capitals because the room's been so good, the team has been so good, even with their, you know, not playing as well as they were for the first handful of months. What are your thoughts on the trade deadline?
Yeah, I think I would agree with that. I don't think a lot has really been thrown out there. I think Chris Patrick alluded to last week when he met with the media prior to a game, exactly what you just said, that obviously you look at the Capitals' record, you look at where they stand, the success they've had this season, paired with just how much that off-ice chemistry has been such a talking point this year. It almost goes by that phrase, you know, if it's not broke, don't fix it. So I think that's probably the mentality the Capitals have. Of course, Jacob Vrana was placed on waivers yesterday and just claimed by Nashville a little while ago, and that was in terms of just some flexibility with the cap space. And so I wouldn't be surprised if maybe they do one or two type little things here or there. It might not stay completely quiet, but at the same time, I also don't think as we continue to get closer to Friday afternoon that, you can expect the Capitals to make some big moves between now and then.
If they made a one move, what I was advocating for earlier today, and I'm team kind of keep the band together, but if they were to give up a couple of picks to try to go get a center and maybe Lars Eller becomes an extra piece, I wouldn't mind that. I think that line just isn't doing enough. Now they've got Radish up there, but Mangiapane hasn't really given them a ton lately with Eller and then Frank, who eventually maybe gets replaced by Ryan Leonard. But what would be your thought about that?
No, I agree with that. And Carberry, of course, didn't come right out and say that that was the line they were focusing on. But a few weeks ago, he alluded that I think he called it a revolving door, that line has been. They've tried a lot of different things. Obviously, in the very beginning, it was guys like Vrana on it, Sonny Milano, who's been out for such a long time now. And you bring up even Hendrix LaPierre, feels like forever since he's been here. And now you bring up Ethan Frank. So like you mentioned, Lars Eller, that's just kind of been the one maybe missing piece, or not even missing piece, but maybe that weak point where, yes, the Capitals have tried different line combinations and, you know, nothing has maybe seemed to ignite that spark. That being said, I mean, I don't think those guys are playing horrible, but I would agree with that. If there was going to be a move, it would maybe involve or, you know, be around that line or those people. But I don't know. I haven't heard anything. That's, of course, just all speculation from myself as well. And I think another thing people have to remember, because even I forget sometimes, is obviously you'll most likely be getting Ryan Leonard in at the beginning or the end of the year as well in just a few weeks. So he's another piece that can hopefully add to that. But just a lot of moving parts surrounding the third line. And Carberry saying that, you mentioned Andrew Mangiapane. He has a lot of faith, a lot of belief in Mangiapane. He feels like he's going to step up down the stretch. So hopefully that's what we see from number 88 as well.
Katie, thank you as always. Be well.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Hit that Wizard sounder, Daris. Our guy Chase Hughes, Monty Metal Sports Network. Wizards got a dub last night over Utah. Down the stretch, I liked what I saw from Alex Saar, Chase.
Yeah, that was his best game, definitely in weeks, if not months. I mean, of course, he missed some time due to injuries. But what I really liked is he just was not taking like anything from anyone around the rim. He threw down like a big dunk early in the first half in transition that might have been his strongest dunk of the season. And he just carried that on throughout the night. And he had one of his best moves, I thought, of the year with about a minute and a half left in that game. It was a crucial bucket for the Wizards as they were trying to secure the victory. And it was just impressive because, you know, he's obviously flashed a lot this year, but he's got to get better at scoring around the rim. And you hear from veteran players all the time about him that once he learns how to use his size and once he learns how much bigger and more athletic he is than the average player that's guarding him, that's when he's really going to take off. And I feel like that's something we saw a flash of last night.
The only guy that scored more than his 21 last night was Keshawn George, who was also really impressive from that rookie class. 35 minutes, he went 23-7. What'd you think of him?
Yeah, one of his best games of the year for sure. Had 10 points by halftime, made a couple of threes, ended up having a really good game, not only scoring but passing the ball as well, I thought. Grabs 7 rebounds, I believe. You know, he's been impressive this year, but you kind of have to pay close attention because the numbers haven't been very good, especially shooting the ball. And it's been interesting to watch because he's been a really good shooter at every level up until this point, including in the summer league and also throughout the preseason. So I thought that he would get out to a hot start this season, and he shot, you know, kind of the low 30 percentage from the field, which is of course not great, but you kind of felt like the shooting was going to catch up to the defense and the passing that we've seen all year. So I think he's like primed to finish the season really strong, shooting from the outside. And you're seeing a guy who I think is gaining confidence by the game the more those three-point shots are falling.
Chase, little bummed we haven't seen more of A.J. Johnson. I get it when it's super crowded back there with a couple of veterans and Jordan Poole and the like, but kind of pretty clear road for him to have gotten a couple minutes, and we haven't really seen it here recently. What's going on there?
I think that could change by the end of the season. I think you'll see a greater opportunity for some of the other younger guys that haven't gotten a lot of minutes recently. But I also think when the Wizards traded for him, they liked him in the pre-draft process, but in trading for him, they kind of saw this season as a redshirt year of sorts. They feel like, you know, if he had come into the draft this upcoming summer, maybe he'd be picked higher than he was drafted last year, which I think was 23rd or 25th. I think, you know, maybe he's not super NBA ready. And I think what probably happened is in the draft last year, you know, it was a real guessing game. It was, considered by most to be a below average draft. And I think he's very, very athletic at the guard position, hadn't really shown much production at previous levels. You know, he's playing in Australia last year, didn't play very many games, didn't play very many minutes. So it's really about his long-term athletic upside. So I think the Wizards got him into their program. They're kind of learning more about his game because he hasn't played very much again. So I think they're kind of doing some baseline testing right now, seeing what he could do in the G League. And then I would guess over the last 10 to 15 games of the season, we'll see him more at the NBA level.
Chase Hughes of Monumental Sports and a part of the radio party as well. Thank you, buddy. We appreciate you.
Absolutely, guys. Anytime.
All right, be good, Chase. By the way, the Wizards, 12-49. So they're two games up on Charlotte for the worst record in the NBA right now. But Charlotte's hard charging. They've lost eight in a row. And really, you just want to be in the bottom three. The bottom three all have the equal, same, best percentage chance to win the lottery. So even if you're 20 games better, if you're in the bottom three, you're equal to the worst team. And right now, that's Utah, who gained a game on them last night, 15-47. So as long as they don't catch New Orleans, five wins better than the Wizards right now, they will at least have the best chance to win the lottery at 1-1.
That's what I care about.
Let's keep it moving. Johnny Cakes Allville on the Commanders. So, Cakes, some breaking news out of the NFL today. Trey Hendrickson of the Bengals, who led the NFL with 17.5 sacks this past season, his second straight year with 17.5 sacks, is apparently going to be traded. He's asked the team if he could go find a trade. They've said yes. And Jordan Schultz is saying the Commanders are one of the teams he's told that will be interested in Trey Hendrickson. What's your reaction?
Well, they should definitely be interested in a guy who had back-to-back years of nearly 20 sacks. I mean, I honestly can't remember a Redskins or football team or the horrible present name Commanders pass rusher who's had anywhere near that number. I mean, I know they kind of got lucky with the Dante Fowler signing, and he popped up for 10.5 sacks, which is great. I think that's part of the reason why when we were ranking our free agents a few days ago on the Junks, I had him as one of my highest priorities because you have to get after the quarterback. So if a guy comes free that's had 35 sacks in the last 2 years, please sign me up for that. You should be in the mix on that guy. Absolutely.
Flixie, in general, I'd like to get younger and faster. That's everywhere. I also know that that may not be possible, and my kind of axiom working against that is I think we underestimate, even though we bash him plenty, and rightfully so, Ron and the Martys, how bare they left that cupboard. So I might have to do more 30-somethings and more, you know, older, slower guys than I'd like. I might have to do more Ertzes and Wagners than maybe I want to, simply because I've got nobody else. Give me your thoughts.
I mean, I'm with you. Like, I don't love giving a 30-year-old, which I believe Hendrickson is, yes, I don't love giving that guy much more than probably 3 years, but he's going to be a hot commodity. So you may have to tack that extra year that you don't really want to get his services. But hey, if he can give you close to 17.5 sacks, let's just go low end on him. Say it dips to 14. You would love that sort of production. But yeah, I can't agree with you more, Danny. Like the Ron and the Marty crew, they couldn't have laid waste more to the roster unless they actively tried, unless they were like active saboteurs that were hired by another team. Yeah, I mean, it was just awful what they did to the roster. And, you know, Peters acknowledged it during the first press conference. So it's going to take more than one offseason to build it. We all know that. And but adding a talent like Hendrickson would certainly help.
Cakes, Christian Kirk is a guy who was linked to Washington over the last couple of days. He has now found a home. Diana Rossini of The Athletic suggesting that he's being traded to the Houston Texans. So they're preparing for life without Tank Dell. They get a slot receiver. Stephon Diggs, obviously, is a free agent as well. They needed somebody to help out with Nico Collins. That feels like a pretty good fit. But, I mean, he is one of Kingsbury's favorite players he's ever coached. Kingsbury said that publicly. I kind of liked him as maybe the next receiver. What else do you want to do now with Debo in the fold at wide receiver?
Well, I mean, you definitely have to add there. And like we were kicking it around this morning on the Junk Show about like what is De'Ami Brown's market value? Because, you know, we just saw Tutu Atwell just signed a 1-year, fully guaranteed $10 million deal. So now I feel like if you look at Brown's numbers and Tutu Atwell's, like De'Ami Brown had 2 touchdowns, Atwell had 0, and their other numbers are basically the same. I mean, I talked about the Matthew Berry article that he put out about, you know, what he saw at the combine, and he basically said the markets for guys like De'Ami Brown and Darius Slayton, the numbers you see that those guys are going to get, they're going to blow your mind, basically. So I just feel like De'Ami Brown, even though he probably isn't a $10 million a year receiver in this market, because the wideouts are so thin and there's not a great crop of them coming out in the draft either, guys like him and Slayton will get overpaid. So I don't know if De'Ami Brown is in the plans here because it might get too pricey, but they definitely need to add another piece outside of Debo and outside of Terry McLaurin. Not sure who that guy is yet, but I think Peters will be in on at least one more receiver.
What a world that De'Ami Brown is too expensive to retain. I'll never get over it. Casey, thank you,
it
buddy.
It is craziness. I don't quite understand it. He's one of the few Ron and Marty guys that actually is kind of panning out.
Yeah, over 4 years.
He had 30 balls this year, and people want to throw him a ticker tape parade.
You have a big playoff game with everybody watching.
Yeah, everyone watches.
I guess that's what happens. Thanks,
see you, buddy.
Cakes.
That is true.
Be good, brother. There's
thank
Johnny
you,
Cakes Allville. Listen to him on the Sports Junkies every day between 6 and 10. I want to get back into Trey Hendrickson. Plus, wait till you hear what the Texans are giving up for Christian Kirk. One of those, really? That's the compensation? Kind of trades. We'll get into that next on Grant and Danny.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey. I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
The news broke earlier this week that the Jaguars would release Christian Kirk, start of the league year. The Texans weren't going to allow that to happen without giving up a seventh-round pick. That is what the Jags got for Christian Kirk. I always wonder, I mean, it's one of those things I guess you feel like if he hits the market, he's going to cost you more money or you just might lose out in a bidding war. But when you know someone's going to get cut, it's intuitive to not make a trade and give up a draft pick. We say this on the show all the time. Well, now the cat's out of the bag. That guy's getting released. You're probably not going to get much. And I'm not saying a seventh-round pick is much or anything. But still, I am amazed when teams throw the seventh-round pick at the player. Although I'd probably do that because is the player you're getting in the seventh round making your team? If they are, they're not helping very much, almost certainly. Christian Kirk will. So I'd rather, you know, it's the old Ernie Grunfeld thing. He's our seventh-round pick.
We look at them as our first-round pick.
We took Christian Kirk in the seventh round. So I get it, but...
Unless you like the only way that makes sense to me is if you go, the contract that we'd have to sign him to in a bidding war is going to be worse than what we're paying.
That's what I was saying.
Yeah, yeah, you know, and like, that's crazy to me because his cap hit this year is $24 million. Now, maybe there's something where Jacksonville inherits some of it and you don't. I don't know how that stuff goes.
Yeah, how do you take on money right now when you could get him at
seems
next
crazy.
To nothing?
Yeah.
Strange.
Unless maybe to Cakes' point, who just joined us for the Beltway Blitz, where... The 2-2 Atwells of the world are getting $10 million. It's like NBA ridiculous Isaiah Thomas money a handful of years ago, where like you had a decent playoff game, you now get $35 million a year just to, you know, to go for 8-4 off the bench. So who knows? Maybe it's the current state of free agency, but they wanted to make sure they got their guy.
If you're just jumping in the car today on Grant and Danny here on the Fan, and you're expecting us to get to our position group breakdown of the day, which is going to be linebacker. We're going to push that for a moment so that we can get to the bottom of some of the breaking news in the NFL that is related to the Commanders, and that is that Trey Hendrickson is available to be had on the trade market. He's the number one sack artist in the league this past season at 17.5, and over the last 2 years combined at 35, nobody's had more sacks than Trey Hendrickson of the Cincinnati Bengals. He's not a one-trick pony, though. If I could go Darren Peng on
you. Oh, thank you.
For a second. This is not Alex Ovechkin. One of those one-trick ponies, you know? He is a guy who gets pressures, who gets to the quarterback, who can play the run and help set the edge, who is also going to get TFLs in the run game and some tackles for loss as well to help the cause, which is why I am in. I want Trey Hendrickson. It's time to get aggressive. I was all in on Myles Garrett. Right now, it doesn't seem like Myles Garrett's available. And even though Hendrickson's going to cost a lot in both picks, assets in the draft, and money, assets against your cap, Hendrickson is going to cost less than Myles Garrett in that regard. So I want to play a little deal or no deal with you again, Danny.
Oh, yes.
You are going to be Adam Peters. I am going to be one of the members of the Brown family, or Duke Tobin, I guess, who runs the Cincinnati Bengals. I think it's that lady. the son's, the owner's daughter. Is it Katie Brown? Who I always see on like Hard Knocks.
I think so. She was at one point.
One of them's making the call. I'll just be Duke Tobin. I think that's the guy. But I'm going to pick up the phone now and call you, Rouye.
Okay, here we go.
Okay, I'm not going to call you. I'm just going to...
We're just FaceTiming and it's already... We're
I'm
live.
I'm just going to talk to you on the radio.
Okay.
Because it's a radio show.
Hey, hi.
Hey, who's this?
It's Danny Peters.
Hey, Danny, how are you?
Good, man.
I'm sure you've heard Trey Hendrickson's available in a trade.
You know, I did hear that. I was listening to Grant and Danny on 106.7 The Fan, and those guys are great.
I am willing to accept a deal... For Trey Hendrickson, we want a first-round pick and a third-round pick. There's no haggling. You either will accept this, or I'll make another call. Do you want Trey Hendrickson for a one and a three?
Yeah, I do. I'll do that.
Now, you also need to know, Danny, that you need to sign him now for $28.5 million a year or something.
Yeah, I do know that, and I want to do that.
All right, so you're doing the one and the three.
I'm doing it.
Ladies and gentlemen, we got a deal. Trey Hendrickson.
That's going to be deal for me.
Deal. All right, new hypothetical.
All right, here
ready?
We go.
Ring, ring, ring.
Phone's ringing. Phone's ringing, dude.
We got a phone now. We just went and bought a phone.
Hello.
Before, we didn't have a phone. Now we do. Danny.
Hey. Oh, sorry. I'm going to do it properly. Hello, Danny Peters.
Yes. I got Trey Hendrickson for you, if you want him.
Oh, I'm very interested. Tell me about it.
One and a two. You got to say yes right now, or I'm moving on. I got other offers. I want to get a first-round pick this year and a second-round pick next year for Trey Hendrickson.
Next year's number two?
I don't think you're giving me a one and a two this year.
I'm not going to do that because I couldn't do this year. I can do a one this year and a two next year. I'll do that. Yeah, I can do that for you.
We got ourselves a deal.
I can do that for you.
A first and a second.
Uh-huh.
All right, you know what's happening. Get that phone ready. I'm going to see just
How far are you going to push this thing?
Danny Rouye is
willing
to go.
Let's go nuts here.
So you think Trey Hendrickson is what he's been doing?
Yeah.
You think he's one of them ones?
35 sacks the last 2 years. Not a coincidence. Oh, sorry. Hello, Danny Peters.
Answer that damn phone.
Hello, Danny Peters. I said it already.
How come you three ringed me? How come you didn't answer right away?
I didn't want you to think I was desperate.
It's Duke Tobin over in Cincinnati.
Caller ID said Duke Tobin. I know why you're calling me.
Trey Hendrickson. Think I'm a pushover.
Yeah, I hear you.
I want your first round pick this year and next year, and you can have Trey Hendrickson.
Duke, I respect the hell out of you. I think your operation over there is a good one. Even though a lot of people have paid a lot of money for a lot of players, you paid one guy one time and you think you're like a savior?
You don't need to just start talking trash to me.
I'm not, Duke.
Yes,
I'm telling you. Duke, if you can lower that price, give us a call back. I can't do that.
Two ones.
I can't do two
That's
ones.
That's the number.
Can't do it.
Okay. I want this year's first and second round picks.
Can't do it, Duke.
Okay. I want a one this year and a three this year. You've already said yes to that. But I'm going to throw in a three next year.
Yeah, that's pretty good for me. I already did a one and a three before.
But this is a one, a three, and a three.
Oh, I owe you a three?
Yes.
You said when you throw in, I thought you were giving me a
Wrong.
Three.
No.
I go, that's a worse deal for
in
you.
In other words, I'm trying to see how far you're going to go.
No,
you've
wait,
already
yeah,
said
I got
you'll do a one and a three. Will you do a one and two threes?
That's why I was confused. Yeah, I'd do that.
You would.
That's my limit right there.
Danny Hoohey.
That's my limit right there.
A one and two threes
to
then pay Trey Hendrickson $28 million.
I'm doing it.
I love the aggressiveness,
I'm doing
my
it.
Friend. I love the urgency. That's how we play deal or no deal. All right, I think I would do... I'm not doing two ones. I'm not doing a one and a two and then paying him $30 million-ish. I would do a one and three, but I certainly wouldn't do two threes. So I'll do like a one, a three, and a four. A one, a three, and a five. If you need three picks with a first and a third in the mix, I could do that. But you're not getting three picks in the top three rounds. So I guess my offer is a little bit lesser than yours. And then you said you're willing to go to $30 million a year.
I wouldn't love to. But I think it might be what it takes. Looking at like what Brian Burns signed for, looking at what obviously Max Crosby just signed for, I might have to be talked into that. I don't love it. But I think it might be a thing.
But you're doing it.
Yeah.
I don't hate it. You have to go get a great player defensively. One has become available. By the way, Crosby, $35 million a year. Bosa, $34 million a year. And then it drops off to Hines Allen at 28-2. Burns, 28-2. I think you're right. I think to get him under contract at less than 28, coming off of leading the NFL in sacks and 35 over 2 years, It's going to be really damn hard.
I think you got to beat the Burns deal, yeah. Right? Because now the cap's gone up. You probably have to beat the Watt deal because that was a couple years ago.
And 4-120 is a fake number anyway. If I guarantee him like 75 or something, basically it's a two-year contract with some dead money after that.
Again, that's about what Burns got guaranteed. Hines Allen was guaranteed 76 at signing.
I think that might be where it is. All right, let's open up the phones on this at 800-636-1067 on the MGM National Harbor listener lines. Do you guys think Washington should trade a one and another high draft pick, which we'll say is a day two pick, second or third round, for Trey Hendrickson, if that's what it takes? 800-636-1067. By the way, I'm not convinced that it would because he's got a year left on his deal. And, you know, yes, they could negotiate with him, but they've already used the franchise tag. So if they actually can't afford him and they're trying to clear some money, yeah, he's under contract for one more year, but you have to trade him now to get the most possible. Mm-hmm. If you wait and then he walks next year, you tag him, the whole thing changes. So they might be able to do a little bit better than that. But if the hypothetical is a first and a second next year or a first and a third for Trey Hendrickson and then paying him $30 million a year, is that something you would do? Yes or no? Want to hear from Commanders fans on this next 800-636-1067 on Grant and Danny. No, it's always so hard to try to determine what a guy's value is on the trade market in the NFL because it seems fairly chaotic year to year and there's a lack of consistency. How much time is left on your contract in terms of years? How much money are you owed? Who's taking on the deal? Like, all of those things are factors.
Yep.
So it's hard to try to figure out what Washington would even have to give up for Hendrickson. That said, with Trey Hendrickson available from the Bengals, who led the NFL with 17.5 sacks last year, back-to-back years with that total, this is a guy who's put up just absolutely prodigious numbers as an edge. 35 TFL, 61 hits on the quarterback the last 2 years. And the Bengals, because they've tagged T. Higgins, and they're paying Ja'Marr Chase, and they paid Joe Burrow, can't keep him. So we're saying, go get him. If Myles Garrett's not available, this is the next best thing. But you're going to have to pay him $30 million a year, potentially, on an extension. We're close to that. Are you willing to give up a first-round pick and more in compensation if that's what it takes? And then pay him that $30 million. I posted a poll at Grant H. Paulson. Right now, 37% of people are saying yes. 63% are saying no, they wouldn't do that. You and I both would.
Yeah, this is... I understand Washington fans here. I'm with you. I'm one of you guys. Anybody that's achieved elsewhere at any point in time, you get half the fan base or more that's terrified of the idea of a trade or free agency. You've been Haynesworth too many times, too many restricted free agents to the Jets. You've been Chad Mortoned so many times. I understand the reservation. Here's the point. Jaden Daniels is here. A correct ownership group with a real process is here. So if Adam Peters burns one resource, aka this is how we're going to acquire players, first round pick this year, a third round pick next year, or whatever, he's going to figure something else out. Bruce Allen couldn't figure out his own way out of his personal washroom. He can't figure out how the lock works. We've got competent ownership and leadership right now. So they're going to use whatever levers are at their disposal to build you a good team. I promise you. This is one of those things that he shouldn't be available. It took bad management by Cincinnati to make him available. They made too many big promises. They wrote checks their body couldn't cash, Top Gun style. And here we are with a chance to add talent at a desperate position of need. I understand the reservation because anybody that's a big name, anybody that's been any good anywhere, we're all terrified that they come here and all they want to do is collect their paycheck and lay down on the field while Andre Carter jumps over them. I promise you, this isn't that. And if you don't want it because you're going, hey, he's 30, he'll decline quickly, you've got some metrics and analytics, I'm willing to hear it. But I can't do the I'm scared of someone else's free agent or someone else that's good coming here and being bad, which I think is the pathology a lot of us have.
I think it would be multiple picks. I feel really good about that. The question is, are we talking about like a 2 and a 3 getting it done? Because that's really easy for me to do comparatively. Would two threes do it? Like, what? Nothing would shock me when you heard it, yeah. You know, but that's the information you're privy to when you're on the inside, when you're Adam Peters and company, and you just have a beat on what other teams are talking about and what everything costs, and you've got your charts that you're looking at that we're just speculating at on the outside. 800-636-1067. Would you give up a one in a multi-pick deal and then pay $30 million for the edge rusher from Cincy, Trey Hendrickson? Let's go to Eric in Kansas City listening on the Odyssey app. What's up?
Hello, fellas. How y'all doing?
Good, buddy.
Doing great.
Okay, so I'm not smart, but I'm thinking if they can give up this year's second, give next year's second, and then maybe offer Jonathan Allen, and maybe Cincinnati could maybe send back a fourth for him. That's what came in my mind when Hendricks was able to seek a trade.
Here's the only issue with that. And it's a good idea, good call. But the reason this is happening is because Cincinnati can't afford to pay people. So adding John Allen in a trade means you'd have to do something contract-wise, either take on what he's got or sign to something new to get out of what you got. The whole point is they're trying to limit roster expenditures as they've got two huge ticket items they're trying to deal with. T. Higgins, and they're eons apart on a Jamar Chase extension as well. They have to clear the deck. So a player that's on a veteran deal would not be exciting to them, I don't think.
Yeah, I mean, the Bengals have to say yes to this, right?
Right.
That's always what I counter with. So I just texted somebody on a team side to just get a little bit of a feel for this. And he said, I don't think a one would be on the table personally. Got to give him 3 years, $90 million, upwards of maybe even $95 million. Mm-hmm. He says, I assume a two probably is the top pick, and then maybe some fluff stuff on top of that. So, all right, let's change the hypothetical with the information coming in. So I'm going to repost my poll here. Would you trade a second-round pick and something else, probably other picks or another decent pick, for Trey Hendrickson if it takes $30-plus million a year? I'm still saying yes.
Yeah.
I mean, I would, out of desperation, especially because I'm picking 29th, that's the other thing to remember. The Washington doesn't have the fourth pick this year. We are so used to this team picking in the top 5 or the top 10 or the top 12. They're picking 29th. Which is not to say that that's not a valuable selection. It is, but it is basically a second-round pick compared to their normal standards. In 2024, according to Lewis Riddick, Trey Hendrickson was number 3 in pressure percentage, number 1 in sacks and sack percentage, number 3 in pass rush win rate in the NFL. In 2023, he was number 7 in pressure percentage, second in sacks and number 1 in sack percentage, and number 11 in pass rush win rate. He has not missed a game or start the last 2 years. 72% of snaps last year, 68% of snaps the year before that. Let's go.
Yeah.
I mean, this is not a guy you should be allowing to leave your building. This is a player absolutely you push the chips in for.
One of the highest percentages of his team's sacks over the last couple of decades. In other words, this isn't one of those, okay, yeah, but someone else is commanding the double teams and he gets lucky. Like, basically he had 50% of his team's sacks. One of the highest percentages, again, in recent memory, which tells you, other teams know that too. You know what I mean? Like, they're probably geared up to stop Trey Hendrickson. Doesn't matter.
You've done this show with me for a long time. You know me.
Mm-hmm.
I am pretty conservative when it comes to sticking my neck out to go get veterans. Go get this guy. Offer a 2 and a 5 and a 7 or whatever. If that's not enough, then up it to a 2 and a 4. Second round pick and some fluff. Pay him $30-plus million a year and get an extension. And count your 15 sacks one at a time next season. By the way, it's tackles for losses. It's quarterback hits. It's pressures. He's a complete player. You've had nice players who could rush the quarterback. You have not really had a DPOY caliber guy finish the runner-up last year. You have not had a first-team All-Pro at that position. He did that this year. This is not the type of player that should be allowed to leave a building. The Bengals are an incompetent team most of the time, and because, and I give them credit finally, they paid Burrow, and they're paying now two receivers. I would have chosen Chase and letting Higgins walk, but they're paying them both. They can't pay this guy, so take advantage of that. Let's go to Mo in Largo. What's up, Mo?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Thank you for taking my call.
Hey, buddy.
So I appreciate you changing the parameters because when I first called in, I was saying no. I didn't want to give up a first or whatever else you deem that might be necessary to acquire him. But with the second, you know, I'm good with that. I mean, it's incredible production. And I'll be honest with you. I mean, granted, they're just mock drafts, so, you know, the orders change. I get that. But it seems like a lot of the quality defensive players that will be available are gone very quickly in this draft. So, you know, I mean, I guess it's all about whether they want, if they're going to pursue a DN now, then I guess you maybe try to get you a D tackle in the draft or vice versa, because it's obvious that our defensive line needs to be shored up. But for a second round pick with the for all pro, I'm with you there. And I'll be honest, I mean, I was screaming this guy's name back when everybody was screaming Myles Garrett, because it was obvious that they weren't going to be able to pay him. But and we knew that he wasn't going to cost as much as Myles Garrett. So, yeah, I like the pick, gentlemen. Thank you.
Thanks, Mo.
Let me bring this up, too. So he's saying yes. I'm saying yes. You're also agreeing, Danny. You get rid of that pick. It's 61 overall, 29th pick of the second round. At that point, they would have to give up something else, too. Now, they don't have a lot left in this draft, honestly. Like, let's say they give up their sixth, maybe. You know, a two and a six and a five next year or something. Then you have your first-round pick at 29, your third-round pick at 79, and then you have two picks in the late seventh round. You have four picks, two of them before the seventh round for a team where Adam Peters is saying we want to build through the draft, after you will have given up multiple picks, including a third for Lattimore, then multiple picks, including a second for Hendrickson, and then the fifth-round pick for Debo, which I don't have a problem with. In a vacuum, all of those moves I liked. But, A, you can't keep saying you're building through the draft if you're just going to be doing that.
Yeah, you're not, right? It's fine that you're not, but just say that, don't say that you
are. I don't have a problem with you
I'm good with that.
Don't keep saying that.
Yeah.
Would you guys be okay with that? If you wake up in a couple of days and Hendrickson's here now to go get you 16 sacks, but now you're down a few more picks, including a second rounder, and you got like four picks, two in the seventh round in this class for now. 800-636-1067 is the number. We want to hear from you on the MGM National Harbor listener lines on Grant and Danny.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
So, I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and three-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.